Lesson 63. Numbers, chapter 13 through 14. Introduction. As directed by the Lord, Moses sent 12 spies to explore the land of Canaan and report what they found. After 10 of the spies gave an evil report, the Israelites feared that the people in the land were too strong to conquer and lacked the faith they needed to enter the promised land. As a consequence, the Lord declared that they would wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Suggestions for teaching. Numbers chapter 13 and 14. Moses sends a member of each tribe to investigate the land of Canaan and report their findings. Before class, write on the board the following words recited by President Thomas S. Monson. This rhyme is found in Dare to Stand Alone, Ensign or Liahona, November 2011. Dare to be a Mormon, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. To begin the lesson, invite students to come to the board and list a few circumstances in which they might need to decide whether to defend their faith or standards. If appropriate, you may want to ask students to explain the challenges of the circumstances they listed. Invite students to look for important lessons as they study Numbers 13 and 14 that they can learn from Israelites who defended their faith and from Israelites who did not. To help students understand the context of Numbers 13, explain that the Lord had brought the children of Israel through the wilderness, a land of vast nothingness, near the goodly land that He promised to give them if they were faithful to Him. After they had been in the wilderness for 2 years, they found the promised land, the land of Canaan, and discovered that it was inhabited by other people. You may want to invite students to refer to Bible map number 2, Israel's exodus from Egypt and entry into Canaan, and trace the journey from Ramesses to Kadesh Barnea, near the land of Canaan. Summarize Numbers 13:1 through 16 by explaining that the Lord instructed Moses to select one member from each of the 12 tribes to carry out an important task. Invite a student to read Numbers 13:17 through 20 aloud, and ask the class to follow along, looking for what Moses commanded these men to do according to the Lord's instruction. What did Moses ask the men to find out about the land and the people? Summarize Numbers 13, verses 21 through 26, by explaining that the 12 spies spent 40 days investigating the land and then returned with their reports and the fruit they brought from the land. To prepare students to learn about these reports and the response of the Israelites, write the following on the board. The 10 spies' report of the land and the people. Numbers 13, 27 through 29, and 31 through 33. The Israelites' response to the 10 spies' report. Numbers 14, 1 through 4. Joshua and Caleb's report of the land and people. Numbers 13, verse 30, and 14, verses 6 through 9. Divide the class into thirds. Invite one group to study Numbers 13, 27 through 29, and 31 through 33 to find the 10 spies' report concerning the land and the people. Ask another group to study Numbers 14, verses 1 through 4, to find the Israelites' response to the 10 spies' report. Invite the final group to study Numbers 13, verse 30, and 14, verses 6 through 9, to find Joshua and Caleb's report of the land and the people. As students read, invite them to imagine they are in the positions of the people they are reading about, and to ponder the thoughts or feelings those people may have had that prompted them to respond in the ways they did. Note: understand the context of the Scriptures. Understanding the context of the Scriptures prepares students to recognize the messages of the inspired authors. When students understand the context of the Scriptures, they can mentally step into the author's world as much as possible and see things as the writer saw them. Explain that after students have read their assigned verses, they will explain what they learned from the viewpoint of the people they read about. After students have finished studying their assigned verses, use the following activity to ask them to report what they found, as if they were one of the people they just read about. Ask one student to come to the front of the class to interview each of the three groups. Invite one group at a time to come to the front of the class. Invite the student who is acting as interviewer to ask the following questions. Questions for the 10 spies. How would you describe the land you saw? How would you describe the people in the land of Canaan? What feelings did you have when you saw the people? Why? Questions for the Israelites. What feelings did you have when you listened to the 10 spies' report? Why? What do you suggest the people do rather than follow Moses into the promised land? Why? Questions for Joshua and Caleb. How would you describe the land you saw? How would you describe the people there? The other spies are convinced that Israel cannot overcome the people in Canaan. Why are you so sure that Israel can? Thank the students for their participation and ask them to be seated. Invite the class to silently read Numbers 14, verse 9, looking for a phrase that indicates why Joshua and Caleb believed that Israel could overcome the people in Canaan. What phrase did you find? The Lord is with us. Fear them not. What principles can we learn from Joshua and Caleb's words and example? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we know the Lord is with us, we can overcome fear and more courageously stand for righteousness. Ask students to ponder times when they have chosen to defend their faith or righteous standards like Joshua and Caleb did. As students ponder their experiences, you may want to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "We may at times find ourselves surrounded by others and yet standing in the minority, or even standing alone concerning what is acceptable and what is not. Do we have the moral courage to stand firm for our beliefs, even if by so doing we must stand alone? May we ever be courageous and prepared to stand for what we believe, and if we must stand alone in the process, may we do so courageously, strengthened by the knowledge that in reality we are never alone when we stand with our Father in heaven." End quote. When have you felt that God was with you as you stood for righteousness? How did it help you to know that God was with you? You may also want to share an experience from your own life. Ask a student to read Numbers chapter 14, verse 10 aloud. Invite the class to look for the Israelites' response to Joshua and Caleb's words in verse 9. How did the Israelites respond to Joshua and Caleb? How would you compare the Israelites' response to circumstances we might face today when we stand for what is right? Summarize Numbers chapter 14, verses 11 through 39 by explaining that the Lord told Moses that there would be consequences for the Israelites' lack of faith and their choice not to follow the Lord and His servants. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Numbers chapter 14, verses 21 through 23 and 29 through 33. Ask the class to follow along, looking for consequences the Israelites would receive. What consequences would the Israelites receive? Of all the Israelites 20 years or older, who were the only ones that would be blessed to enter the promised land? Joshua and Caleb. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. To receive all of the Lord's blessings, we must blank. Ask a student to read Numbers 14, verse 24 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why Caleb would enter the promised land. Why was Caleb able to enter the promised land? What do you think it means that Caleb had another spirit with him? As students respond, you may want to point out that Caleb was filled with faith and courage, rather than doubt and complaints. What do you think it means that Caleb followed the Lord fully? Invite students to complete the statement on the board based on what they learned from verse 24. Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. To receive all of the Lord's blessings, we must choose to follow Him fully. Explain that this principle is illustrated in Numbers 14, verses 40 through 45. You may want to summarize these verses by explaining that after the Lord declared that the Israelites would not enter the promised land at that time, some of them ignored His words. These Israelites set aside their earlier fears of the people who occupied the land of Canaan and went to battle against them. However, because the Lord was not with these rebellious Israelites, they were defeated. How can we show the Lord that we will follow Him fully? As you discuss the preceding question, you may want to invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "You will encounter people who pick which commandments they will keep and ignore others that they choose to break. I call this the cafeteria approach to obedience. This practice of picking and choosing will not work. It will lead to misery. To prepare to meet God, one keeps all of His commandments. It takes faith to obey them, and keeping His commandments will strengthen that faith." End quote. You may want to briefly review the principles students have identified during this lesson and invite a few students to testify of these principles. Consider adding your testimony to theirs. Encourage students to act on the principles they have learned by standing for what is right and obeying all of God's commandments. Scripture Mastery Review. Because many of the Old Testament Scripture Mastery passages are introduced in context later in the course, you may want to introduce some of them to students earlier in the year. You could do this by periodically introducing a few new Scripture Mastery passages, inviting students to mark them, helping them understand the meaning of the passages, and finding a way to help them remember the references to the passages. Use the activity in the appendix to help students review and deepen their understanding of Scripture Mastery passages. With regular review, students will be better able to master key passages of Scripture by the end of the course. Commentary and Background Information. Numbers 14:24. Caleb followed me fully. President Spencer W. Kimball said the following regarding Caleb's faithfulness. Quote, "From Caleb's example, we learn very important lessons. Just as Caleb had to struggle and remain true and faithful to gain his inheritance, so we must remember that, while the Lord has promised us a place in His kingdom, we must ever strive constantly and faithfully so as to be worthy to receive the reward." End quote.